Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Antarctica is a frozen wasteland, but it's also a geological time capsule that has attracted scientists for more than a century. John Anderson, Rice University's Maurice Ewing Professor of Oceanography, discusses his research during numerous visits to Antarctica.
You know, people often ask me how many times I've been to Antarctica, and to be completely honest, I've lost count. But each trip has brought with it new challenges and new discoveries. One recent trip to the Antarctic Peninsula is a good example. The peninsula juts farther north than the rest of the continent, and it was the last part of the continent to succumb to ice. It's also that part that has experienced the most dramatic warming in recent decades, the mean annual temperatures rising as much as 6 times faster than world average. The best way to predict how this warming will affect Antarctica is to examine how the continent reacted to such episodes in the past. Long ago, Antarctica was relatively warm and forested. It started cooling about 35 million years ago, and it's undergone several climate changes in the past few thousand years. To find out how rapidly it cooled, we needed to look under the ice at the sediments that now rest beneath the continental shelf. Thanks to a project called ShallDrill that was funded by the National Science Foundation, we got our chance to do this in 2005 and 2006. Those turned out to be some of the worst years I can remember in Antarctica in terms of ice cover and icebergs. And at times it seems like we spent more time dodging ice than taking sediment samples. Upon analysis, we found that the cores held a treasure trove of information. By studying the pebbles, sand grains, and fossil pollen, we constructed a detailed climate history of the peninsula. This look back in time helped us to put today's changing climate into context. And it showed us that Antarctica is changing more rapidly today than it has at any time in the past.
That was Rice University's John Anderson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.